Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, an Apple original series.
The world is on fire. I decided to do something about it.
On November 17th.
This place, it's not ours. Believe me.
The most massive event of the year arrives.
If you come with me, you'll know everything, I promise.
Oh my God, go, go, go!
Monarch, Legacy of Monsters. Streaming November 17th, only on Apple TV+.
This episode is brought to you by Michigan Economic Development Corporation. In Michigan, you can have both a rewarding career and a quality lifestyle, with plentiful career opportunities in world-changing, innovating industries, from electric vehicles to clean energy to biotech, with room for advancement no matter where you are in your career. Plus, Michigan offers a welcoming, beautiful, affordable, and inclusive community for all. Live your best life. You can in Michigan. Visit themichiganlife.org.
This is the Rise of the Young podcast, bringing you insights from the most innovative entrepreneurs and influencers of this era. Hosted by 17-year-old entrepreneur, author, public speaker, and branding expert, Casey Adams. Now, let's get right into the show.
What's going on, everyone? Casey Adams here. Welcome to the Rise of the Young podcast. This is episode 2. And today I'm going to be talking to you about personal branding, what exactly personal branding means to me, how I've been able to establish my personal brand over the last 6, 12, 18 months, and how you can do the same for yourself. Go ahead and get right into it. So number one, a lot of people on social media ask me all the time, Casey, what is a personal brand? How have you been able to grow your personal brand? And for me, a personal brand is allowing you to establish yourself using social media so that for the long-term legacy that you build, you have reputable content that backs up your name, backs up what you do, and overall, it allows you to impact people over a long period of time. And with my personal brand, it not only has allowed me to establish myself as an authority in my industry, whether it be social media marketing or just traveling, meeting different influencers, it's allowed me to unlock many new opportunities, whether that be relationships, connecting with new people, getting new business ventures, doing sponsorships on my Instagram page, whatever it may be. Personal branding is very, very important, and I would highly recommend you that if you aren't thinking about growing your personal brand today, that you really sit down and strategize about how you can start to develop your personal brand, because in the next 1 to 2, 3, 4, 5 years, in the long run, it's going to have a huge impact on what you're doing in your business and how people perceive you in the marketplace. So that being said, personal branding to me is very, very important. I do not take it lightly. I make sure that whenever I'm posting a certain piece of content that it allows me to align with my brand values. And I'm sure you guys hear this all the time, whether it be from Ty Lopez, Gary Vee, Grant Cardone. They're putting out content and you're perceiving them in a certain way that allows you to think about who they are and what they do in a more credible way. So that's just a little bit of background about what personal branding means to me and how I go about it, because I know personal branding isn't just something you can turn on a light switch and boom, you have a well-established personal brand. It takes time. And watching this podcast and listening to this podcast, I really want everyone listening to really be patient, be strategic with the way you put out content on your personal brand. Because like for me, I've been putting out content for the last year and a half, 2 years now, and I started to really start growing my social media, starting meeting new people, getting new opportunities in the last 6 to 8 months. And that was just from pure producing content on a regular basis, putting out my message, being authentic with my audience. And that's allowed me to grow my personal brand over time. And number one, it's allowed me to open up many new doors of opportunities, of relationships, of connections. So that being said, I'm going to move on to number two. And that is, how do you grow your personal brand? How do you start to establish yourself in your industry? And for me, from personal experience, like I just said, it really comes down to, what are you putting out content for? What is the number one reason you're putting out content in your marketplace? Is it for you? Absolutely not. You have to think about what the viewers and what the people ingesting your content are going to think about it and how it's going to make them feel. Because once you can start putting out content based on an emotional connection you can make with your audience, that's when you're really going to start to win when it comes to personal branding, because people just don't want to follow someone that's posting pictures and bragging on themselves. They want to follow people that actually give real life tangible value. And like I always talk about, Gary Vee, Ty Lopez, the people that are the pinnacles of social media in general. Those are the people that are putting out content for others. They're not putting out content for themselves. They're putting out content for the impact, for the legacy, especially Gary Vee. He always talks about legacy, patience, and those two words are very, very critical to what personal branding means to me and what it should mean to you as well, because you can't, like I just said earlier, you can't turn on a light switch and have a well-established personal brand. You have to drip the content. You have to be posting consistently. You have to actually care about your audience. Like, I feel like so many people, they just get caught up on posting content, but they're not responding to their DMs. They're not responding to their comments. They're not actually trying to get engaged with their audience. And for me, that's everything. I know a lot of people will hit me up on social media, send me a DM, send me a comment. And I try to always spend a majority of my time really going deep, digging into my content, figuring out what people are thinking about it, figuring out what people are talking about, and especially just interacting with your audience, because without personal branding, without actually engaging with your audience, how do you expect them to engage with you? And so that's kind of what I wanted to clear up about when it comes to personal branding, how to establish it, making sure that you're being very, very concise on the personal brand you want to establish. And this is one thing that I always talk about when I'm speaking on stage, and that is brand pillars. And what I mean by brand pillars is I like to call them the three brand pillars that you have to go on in order to really establish your personal brand. So, for example, before I kind of get into brand pillars, I'm going to give you my brand pillars so you know what I'm talking about. So if you follow me on Instagram at CaseyAdams1, you know I post pictures of me traveling. I post pictures of me meeting other people, and I always emphasize that I'm a young entrepreneur. And with that being said, those are my three brand pillars. I always post content based on the fact, whether it be I'm traveling, whether it be I'm talking about young entrepreneurship. I kind of emphasize three things very directly, and that's allowed me to establish my brand over time because I'm consistent with my message and I'm able to convey myself in a consistent way that my audience agrees with. So over time, they expect the content that I'm putting out due to the fact that it's relating to my three brand pillars. And what I want you guys to do right now when it comes to listening to this podcast, I always want you guys to get practical insight from this. I want you guys to really think about, what are your three brand pillars? What do they mean to you, and how are they going to affect you? Because I see a lot of people that are saying, hey, fitness, motivation, blah, blah, blah. You have to be very precise and really critical about what you want your three brand pillars to be, because over time, that's how people are going to remember you. That's how you're going to establish yourself, is by having those three brand pillars credible and established in your industry. So that being said, go write down your three brand pillars. Actually take the time, take the effort. Don't just write three words. Actually sit down and say, what does this word mean to me? What does this pillar of my personal brand mean to me? And how is it going to help me establish myself? How I want people to perceive me in the next 3, 6, 12 months, as well as years to come after that. So that being said, I know we touched on what does personal branding mean to me. I know we just touched on the three brand pillars, but a lot of people ask me, yo, how do you actually build your personal brand? How do you start getting that audience? Because some people post all the time, they're responding back to their comments, they're engaging with their audience, but they still have a couple hundred followers. And that really comes down to one simple thing, and that's marketing and branding. If you're not marketing yourself correctly on social media, you're not allowing yourself to have a catalyst to actually grow your social media, it's not going to be as easy as it looks. And a few practical tips and secrets that I've been able to do when it comes to growing my personal brand is leveraging your social media to build connections. And what I mean by this is literally last January 2017, and on the date of this recording, it's December 22nd, 2017. So about a year from now, it was a crazy experience for me. I was in San Diego. I didn't really have that much of a personal brand. I met three key people that I've spoke with at this event: Gerard Adams, Caleb Maddox, and Joshua Earp, Dan Fleshman, Jeremy Haynes, all these amazing guys. And I was able to leverage my connections, post pictures with these guys, and actually identify myself as someone that's surrounding myself with these type of people. So when it comes to the people in my niche, I had all these people posted on my social media page. I had all these guys that were well established already, and I was allowing myself to post pictures with these guys to actually identify myself in the same industry, in the same niche as these individuals. So whatever industry you're in, whatever marketplace you want to get into, whoever you want to kind of be in the industry as, try to build relationships with them. And yeah, it's definitely not easier as it says to be done. But when it comes to building relationships on social media, be very, very concrete and strategic when it comes to reaching out to people, whether it be sending a DM, because I get all the time, and this will definitely be a separate podcast show, but what I really want the whole entire personal brand motto to be is that you must take in the effort and put in the work to actually build connections. People aren't going to start reaching out to you that just are huge famous people or have millions and millions of followers. You have to do your reaching out to them and then be strategic with how you do it so that you can actually get a meaningful response back. So that being said, the next video, I'm going to be going a lot more into depth about the power of a direct message. But in this podcast, number two, about personal branding, the few key takeaways that I want you to have is that personal branding, yes, super important. Stop blowing it off. Actually sit down, figure out your three brand pillars, figure out how you want people to identify you, and figure out why you want them to do that, because everything must have a purpose for what you do. Whether it be you're trying to monetize your social media, whether it be you're just trying to put out content, whether it be you're just trying to inform somebody about a certain topic, whatever you do on social media, make sure that you have a purpose for it, because without a purpose, people are going to be able to read that and see, hey, this guy isn't putting out content with a purpose. He's not passionate about what he's doing. He's just putting it out to put it out, and that cannot be you. You must actually figure out what your content pillars are, figure out what your three brand pillars are, and then allow yourself to consistently post content in a passionate way so that your audience actually feels engaged, and then you're able to engage with them. That builds the personal brand over time. So I hope you guys got some insight from the show, this podcast. Number two, about personal branding. I know this is just the beginning of the journey of my podcast, of my SoundCloud series. So make sure you guys stay tuned. If you have not already, make sure you subscribe to the Rise of the Young podcast. If you want me to talk about certain topics on the show, make sure to shoot me a DM on Instagram at CaseyAdams1, and I will see you on the next episode. Peace.
Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, an Apple original series.
The world is on fire. I decided to do something about it.
On November 17th.
This place, it's not ours. Believe me.
The most massive event of the year arrives.
If you come with me, you'll know everything, I promise.
Oh my God, go, go, go!
Monarch, Legacy of Monsters. Streaming November 17th, only on Apple TV+.